The British Parliament today will try to force Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. Brexit now is set for the end of October. Tuesday, lawmakers voted to block Johnson from going ahead with a no-deal Brexit. Johnson, meanwhile, has introduced a bill for a snap election, saying he has no choice. Many of Johnson's fellow Tories, who were part of his humbling defeat on Tuesday, are rejecting the Prime Minister's political threat. More on all this from AP's Charles de Ledesma in London.
Boris Johnson has warned any Tory rebels that they would be expelled from the party if they support the parliamentary efforts to block or delay Brexit. One leading critic, former Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, says colleagues have been so incensed by some of Johnson's actions over the past week or so that they now think it is time to put the national interest ahead of any threats personally to their careers. A no-deal Brexit is considered dangerous because it will sever decades of seamless trade with the single market of 500 million people. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam today formally withdrew an extradition to China bill that ignited the months of protests in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. And the pro-Beijing Lam is denying she's discussed resigning with Chinese officials. The issue is that in a leaked audio recording, Lam is heard to say she would step down if she had a choice. Listen carefully to the final seconds of the recording.
For my chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
If you missed it, Lam says, if I had a choice, the best thing is to quit. But she told reporters she had not even contemplated discussing a resignation with Chinese leaders. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis is on the road as he begins a three-nation African tour.